This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 71, Teaching Tuesday, meeting new people and carrying an English conversation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, you'll learn more than four phrases for carrying a conversation and avoiding awkward long silences.
Hey, Gabby, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, good. How are you?
Feeling good. We just had lunch, so I'm feeling kind of stuffed, but feeling good and satisfied, ready to go.
Good. Grilled cheese and lentils.
Awesome lunch. All right.
So today's Teaching Tuesday, we're going to talk about conversation, so confidently carrying your conversation, meeting new people. So if you listened to Monday's episode, you know that Lindsay met my roommates and my roommate's boyfriend, so that was pretty cool. That was just an informal meeting here in the apartment where we're recording. Mm-hmm. Our recording studio is my living room.
Yeah.
We want to share some phrases, draw your attention to some phrases that we used to carry a conversation. These are strategies that you can use to have a really confident conversation.
Yeah. So that's great. So the first thing that I actually said was I looked for the connection between Gabby, who's the person who introduced the new people, and the new people. So I said... So you guys are roommates.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though I introduced Morgan as my roommate, it's really great that Lindsay repeated that information. You know, she's kind of confirming and maybe asking for more information on that topic.
Yeah, exactly. And the next thing I asked was, how do you like the neighborhood? Why? Because they're roommates. So I'm seeing that this is a topic that could bring the two together, Gabby and her roommate.
So in general, comments on the environment are pretty great for carrying the conversation.
Definitely. What was the next question that was asked?
Really common question. You asked, what do you do?
Almost boring. Almost too common. Gotten so very unoriginal.
Yeah. But especially in New England, this is maybe the first or second question that people will ask when you meet, you know, outside of your job.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's very common because people in the U.S. work hard, and sometimes people identify themselves through their job in some ways, right?
Yeah.
And then two follow-up questions that you could ask about that. If you find out what someone does, you could say, how did you get into it? Meaning what?
Well, how did you begin your career in that field?
Yeah.
Did you study that? Or or like last week we talked to Jo and she just kind of accidentally started working for the royal family. I mean, it wasn't a plan, right?
Right. To get into something is to begin something. Yeah. And another thing you could ask as a follow-up question to the career topic is, how do you like it?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you like it? Yeah, good questions for follow-up. You know, it's so important to have these questions ready in your mind, you know, ready to go so that you're not stalling and having long silences between questions. It's kind of awkward.
Definitely, definitely. And then when the conversation seemed to kind of die down a bit, Gabby jumped in because she knows both parties, both groups, both people. And, you know, she added more info. She said,
something about cooking.
About cooking chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought, well, this is something interesting that I know about my roommate and her boyfriend and, you know, a common interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a nice strategy if you can add some information and, and kind of bring up a new topic that way.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. That makes everyone feel a little bit more at ease, you know, especially because, Gabby, you're the one who knows both of us.
Right.
You know your roommate and you know me. So it's good that you can do that.
Yeah.
You're the only one who can do that.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to step it up if you're
step
the person introducing others.
Yeah, be a bit of a hostess.
Yeah.
And then I finished the conversation by saying we should all hang out. And by hang out, I mean
spend time together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I said, let's get a drink. Maybe you could say, let's have a coffee, go for a walk. I play a game of soccer, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, yeah, it could be really anything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice way to end the conversation and, you know, let people know that you'd like to see them again.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Yes. So we've got some good ways to start a conversation.
Yeah.
So we're going to repeat?
Yeah, perfect. So the first phrase that we're going to have you repeat is a common question. What do you do? But, you know, we say it faster than that. So let's try it faster. What do you do?
Right. And I think we actually went through this in a previous episode, way at the beginning of the podcast. We taught the term, what do you do?
Yeah.
And remember, we want to bring the words together. It's not what do you do, right? Remember from the old episode, it's what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? Okay, next one. How did you get into it?
And follow-up question, how do you like that? Or how do you like it? Okay, and then the final phrase to wrap things up, we should all hang out sometime.
And sometime is the key point, and that's something we're actually going to talk about in another episode, what that sometime means and how it's used by Americans. And that's a different topic
that's
for a
whole
different
other episode.
Day. So put your ears into English and stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
If you want to learn 4 ways to win with English, come to our website and join our email group, and we will send you a special audio message that shares our 4 all ears English strategies for learning English and winning at English. That's allearsenglish.com/win, WIN.
If you liked Put Your Ears Into English with Lindsay and Gabby, be sure to subscribe to the podcast audio in iTunes for free on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. See you next time.